7.
The Brady Report for World First. Better exchange rates than the big four banks on international money transfers.
Well, a man winged his way back to Ireland to be with his dad, who hasn't enjoyed the best of health. How are you, mate?
Fantastic, Millsy. Everyone sending their love from Ireland to you, and good morning, Baz, from County Wexford, down here in the southeast of Ireland, my home place.
Nice to hear from you, Andrew, and yeah, please pass on. We've had lots of callers and SMSs this morning saying please pass on their best to Dad, so our thoughts are with you, Andrew, and all of the family.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Good on you. Now, Theresa really May, yes, she was in the news yesterday, and Northern Ireland seemed to be the big winners.
Yeah, $3 billion of a deal that she has done with the DUP, the Democratic Unionist Party of Ulster. They have 10 members of Parliament in Westminster, and do the sums, boys. She needs their numbers, needs their support to prop up her minority government. So the bottom line is, Northern Ireland will be getting an extra $3 billion in funding. That's what they've squeezed out of the Prime Minister. She's in a difficult, sticky situation. And Ulster, Northern Ireland, will be the benefit winner, really. They're going to get an awful lot of cash coming in. Of course, Scotland aren't happy about this, neither are Wales. Other parts of the United Kingdom saying, well, hang on, this is unfair. And on the face of it, it is.
One of the strangest paternity rows we've seen involves a famous Spanish artist. Tell us more.
Salvador Dali. Well, he's the famous surrealist. He died in 19... and a woman has come forward in Spain. He's buried at his museum in the north of the country, and a woman has come forward who claims that her mother used to work for the family in the 50s and allegedly had an affair with Salvador Dali, and she's claiming that he is her father. Now, obviously, Dali's works of art and the legacy and the estate, there must be an awful lot of cash in the Salvador Dali pot over the years from all the extraordinary works of art he created. They're going to exhume his body. They're going to take a DNA sample, and we'll know in a few months' time if this woman's claims are correct or not.
Oh, half their luck if it is. A big day for the England's under-21 footy players. They're very happy with their performance.
Yeah, so they're into the semi-finals of the European Championships, where they come up against Germany, the old rivals and old enemies in soccer. Should be a fantastic match later on. It is England against Germany, under-21s. And there's a real confidence in the underage setup now, because the England under-20s have just won the World Cup. They are world champions. And here we have the under-21s into the European semi-final. So the Germans are always a very tough nut to crack. Let's see what happens. But most of these young English boys, you know, 19, 20, 21 years of age, they should be playing Premier League soccer next season.
All right, you're going to have some crack with your family. We'll do it again tomorrow. Take care.
See you, guys. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye, and,